Governor Hochul, County Executive Poland Cars, offering assistance to the city. Many people think that we were hit with a tornado. It hasn't been officially confirmed yet. A lot of damage on the west side of Buffalo in the Niagara Street, Carolina Street area. We have a number of traffic signals that are out in that immediate area. We have a car that flipped over. We have roof damage at a number of properties in that immediate area. I believe some down power lines as well. One nursing home that has sustained roof damage, some damage to Hutch Tech High School. We're asking people to try to avoid that area if they can, and I will be doing a more extensive news briefing with emergency services, police, fire, public works at 2:30.
Mr. Mayor, understanding how incredibly busy you are, we are very grateful for your time. In your world, when did you first know, sick pun intended, catch wind of what might have happened?
First got word at about half an hour ago. I was on a tour of a development project in downtown Buffalo and got a call that we might have experienced a tornado in downtown Buffalo, and came right back to what we are setting up as a command center to respond to the damage that we're seeing on the west side of Buffalo.
Your Honor, can you give us some more details on the nursing home, which one, and how extensively the roof may have been damaged?
It is a property on Niagara Street. I'm looking at a message from police saying that part of the roof has been ripped off. And it is a nursing home. People at that nursing home are being relocated now as we speak. Also, just coming into me, damage to the roof at the City Mission in downtown Buffalo. People who are at the City Mission are being relocated as we speak currently as well.
Mr. Mayor, can you confirm at this point that however damaged the roofs might be in the area so affected, that there are no reports of injuries, much less life-threatening injuries?
No reports of injuries at this time. We have crews out, fire, police, public works, emergency services to set up a command center. Definitely city staff out in the west side, in the area where this weather event has hit the hardest. But at this point, not getting any information of any injuries, which is good news at this point. Hopefully it will stay that way. And again, very thankful for Governor Hochul's call and County Executive Poland Cars' call to offer assistance that the city might need.
Mr. Mayor, any idea what assistance that might be and to what amount the state and the county might be able, ready, and willing to assist?
We are assessing what assistance might be needed at this time. Damage, there is a lot of damage to trees in this immediate area, so there will have to be tree removals. We do have power lines that are down. We do have people in institutional properties that are being relocated. We have traffic signals that are out. So just really assessing what the needs are at this point. We might need assistance and we might not, but knowing that the state and the county are on standby to assist is very helpful.
Mr. Mayor, I know you've got a news conference coming up, which we will carry live on WBEN as it happens. But before we let you go so you can prep for the news conference and get all the information up to the minute, is there any point other than please stay away from that area? Is there any point you would like to emphasize to our listeners?
No, right now the main point is to stay away from that area. I believe part of Niagara Street at Carolina is closed off at this point. So we do want people not to be inconvenienced and to stay away from that area. We will be giving further updates. We will also be looking at the potential for more extreme weather later today, and we'll try to provide an update on that as well at 2:30.
Mr. Mayor, you've always been very gracious with your time, and out of respect and likewise understanding your schedule, we're going to let you go, but we're going to carry your news conference live. Very appreciative you're able to join us, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom.